This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Fans of Wes Anderson have come to expect outrageous visual treats from the director. Grand Budapest Hotel is not going to disappoint any Wes Anderson fans. Most of Wes Anderson's films have fallen into categories of incredibly fun to look at and visually exciting and cheerful and poignant and emotionally resonant. This falls into the category of the visual feast, kind of along lines of Life Aquatic, Darjeeling Express. It's less like his Royal Tannenbaum's Moonrise Kingdom and Rushmore in that it doesn't have that resonance, emotional resonance. There are points when it does, but it's really a keystone caper would be the genre. The whole movie unfolds as if it were a child's pop-up book, and that's a compliment. It looks to be shot with a square camera. It's not letterboxed. Every scene looks like it's being pushed and pulled into a dollhouse. It's just a masterful work of art by a visual genius. So we've got an incredible cast, including Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, George Clooney, Tilda Swinton, Willem Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum, Harvey Keitel, and Jason Schwartzman. It takes place in Eastern Europe. It's got a little bit of influence of Borat in it, and a little bit of influence of, it's hard to say anybody else, really. I mean, there's really no one like Wes Anderson. The Saturday Night Live skit sending up his work is one of his best films as well. But if you love movies, there's no way that you won't enjoy sitting through the Grand Budapest Hotel. It's just so much fun. The characters, the actors, you can tell are having a blast. And really, there's really nothing bad going on here. If there's a limitation to the film, it's that the plot, which involves a young bellhop, it's really 4 degrees of separation from the actual storytelling and those different, this sort of postmodern story within a story within a story. It's really about a woman who's reading a book, listening to a narrator tell a story about a guy who owned the hotel and his experiences in the past of the hotel. So it has a bunch of different layers, and that's my only criticism is that you feel that separation emotionally, but the rest of it is quite poignant and some sad.